This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Iran has strongly condemned the U.S. military attack on its nuclear facilities, calling it a grave violation of international law and the United Nations Charter. The Iranian Foreign Ministry labeled the strike a brutal act of aggression and held the United States fully responsible for the consequences. In a statement released hours after the U.S. strike, Iran accused the U.S. of acting in coordination with Israel, which Iran described as a genocidal regime. The International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, will hold an emergency meeting tomorrow in light of the urgent situation in Iran, according to the chief of the IAEA, Rafael Grossi. In a social media post today, Grossi said he's calling an emergency meeting of the agency's board of governors after the U.S. military strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities. Meanwhile, Iran executed its most significant missile barrage of the year against Israel early this morning as part of Operation True Promise 3, targeting Ben Gurion Airport, biological research centers, and command and control facilities. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps confirmed the strikes were launched in response to the recent U.S. and Israeli airstrikes on Iranian territory, marking a dangerous escalation in the ongoing West Asian conflict that has now entered its second week. More details from our West Asia correspondent.
At least 23 people were wounded by Iranian missiles in Haifa. Israeli officials report at least 18 Iranian missiles penetrated Israel's missile defense systems, representing what sources describe as the highest percentage of successful hits this year. Iranian missile barrage consisted of approximately 30 ballistic missiles, according to Israeli defense sources. The Israeli Air Force has launched immediate retaliatory strikes against military targets in western Iran, with officials confirming that they targeted missile launches that were prepared to launch additional projectiles towards Israeli territory. Israeli forces also struck Iranian armed forces personnel and successfully neutralized the launches responsible for the morning missile attacks against Israeli cities. The risk of a full-scale regional war in West Asia is growing rapidly as tensions between Iran, Israel and the United States threaten to spiral out of control. The fallout will not be limited to the battlefield. Economic disruption on a global scale is seen as a near certainty if the hostilities escalate further. Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
Earlier in an address to the nation this morning, Trump described the strikes on Iran's nuclear sites as a spectacular success. He said the objective of the attacks was to stop Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity and put a stop to the nuclear threat posed by the world's number one state sponsor of terror.
Fordow, Natanz, and Esfahan for years as they built this horribly destructive enterprise. Our objective was the destruction of Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity. And I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success. Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated. Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has congratulated U.S. President Trump on his decision to strike Iran's nuclear facilities. He released a video praising Mr. Trump's decision to attack Iran, stating that it will change history. He further said, under Operation Rising Lion, Israel has done truly amazing things.
History will record that President Trump acted to deny the world's most dangerous regime the world's most dangerous weapons. His leadership today has created a pivot of history that can help lead the Middle East and beyond to a future of prosperity and peace. President Trump and I often say, peace through strength. First comes strength, then comes peace. President Trump and the United States acted with a lot of strength. President Trump, I thank you. The people of Israel thank you. The forces of civilization thank you.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has complimented the people of Andhra Pradesh for the manner in which they have strengthened the movement to make yoga a part of their lives, sharing the Guinness World Records with the largest yoga lesson ever in Visakhapatnam yesterday with 3,105 participants. Mr. Modi said that the Yoga Andhra initiative and the program in Visakhapatnam, which he also took part in, will always motivate several people towards good health and well-being. He said yoga brings people together once again. And that is the end of this news bulletin.